This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation, with Howard Grant right here on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday. It's a hump day. I don't know if you're out there in the heat. Do you have placards now? People tell me all kinds of people downtown. Somebody call me from downtown, please. Let me know exactly what's happening in the country. Let me know what's happening in my neck of the woods, and I don't even know about it. I didn't go downtown today, which is wild. There's been a tremendous amount of roadblocks. Did y'all do something? What in the world is going on? I can't do nothing. Everywhere we turn, we see another roadblock. I'm like, this is too much cars. Let me know exactly what's going on today, guys. Guys, the line's going to be wide open, and the conversation belongs to you in terms of the direction that you want to take it today. I have a few things that I'd like to put on the table, but, you know, today is a day that we have sort of an interactive show and we have persons in here. I really set aside a time to be able to talk to Scrooge and my good friend Richard Lightbourne. Right, Richard Lightbourne, Richard Cartwright, right? We were supposed to have a conversation about the inner city and sort of the vision that was cast for the inner city. And I wanted to do an entire series about that. So first person I thought about that can give me a female's perspective, a mother's perspective, and who could articulate well about the vision that was cast for the inner city was Mother Pratt. It was the first person I thought about. And so I reached out to Mother Pratt, and she says, Howard, I'd love to do it. I really want to do it, but I can't do it today. I can't do it next week, which would have been Monday. And she said, but I can do it the week after, right? So next week, Monday, there is this expectation that we kind of have significant conversations about the inner city. And so as I'm speaking to Mother Pratt, she says, now, Howard, you can't do this without Algernon Allen. Call Algernon Allen. So I'd done my best to kind of reach out to him. I hadn't gotten him as yet. And she said, you got to call Ruby Ann Cooper-Darling. Call her. So I had a chance to be able to talk to Miss Cooper-Darling, and she is enthusiastic, kind of excited about it. So Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have Mother Pratt, Ruby Ann Cooper-Darling. On Wednesday, we're going to have this sort of, I'm hoping I can get Candy Gibson in that conversation also. We're going to have that cross conversation about the inner city and what's happening in the inner city with Scrooge, with Richard Cartwright, and I'm hoping, Candy, if you're listening, I'm hoping that we can get Candy Gibson to kind of give me that good thing, right? To give me that good cross-balanced approach of what's happening in the inner city. So I'm excited about next week. So I had to kind of shift it because they were supposed to come this week. So I had to shift it for next week, and so we hope everything goes well in that particular perspective. So I just wanted to kind of do that with you. Now, some things have been coming out in the news. I know you want to talk about this protest. I know you want to do those things. Give me a call, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, and just hit me up on the text, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. I think it's important that we kind of have these conversations. Now, over the past, I don't know, I want to tell you about maybe a week or so, I've been seeing a lot of perversion, kind of perverse, weird stuff happening, just kind of popping up on my phone. Now, I've told you before, I've done my best to kind of separate myself from these groups. These groups be wilding. I can't. I really can't. It's too much. You don't know the personalities, the characters, the ideas, the objectives, or the assignment of these people in this group. You got 300 people. I don't know these people. Right? So they're talking. Next thing you know, boom, porno or something pops up. I ain't got time for that. My phone can't do all this stuff. It's too much. Right? So I do my best to kind of stay away from the groups. But there's like one or two groups that, you know, you anchor yourself to that because these are friends and family, so forth and so on. You know where the indecency lives here. You know if Roger in the group, Roger's no good at it. Well, Jesus, Roger, you need to stop it. But, you know, you could deal with Roger. You just don't know the other ones in the other spaces. And so I anchor myself to two groups. And in that, I have, you know, faith-based groups, friends and family, some new stuff, so forth and so on. And so while we do that, there's been sort of a thread that came around with this young boy. Cussing the woman out. Did anybody see that? Did you see that? Did you guys see that? Text me, let me know. 422-4796. Right? Now, we've shown it to some people, and they are adamant about the fact that this little boy is of Haitian descent. I don't know whether or not that makes a difference to me. The little boy is speaking English. He didn't learn the English in Haiti. It doesn't seem as though he's born in Haiti. He's a Bahamian little boy born here. The Haitian parents, in my mind. I don't know. I'm watching the thing. I'm looking at the thing. And he's cussing out this lady, whoever the lady is. I'm sure that I know this lady, right? Tall lady, she got a scarf thrown over her shoulder. And she's holding this gate, and the little boy is absolutely frustrated. Let the blanking thing go. And he cussing the woman, cussing her. Did you see this? I watched the entire thing. And my heart sort of went out for him. I saw this yesterday when we sat in the room with Keith Cox and David Williams from the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against the Men and Boys. And we sat with them yesterday. We had a great conversation. I enjoyed that conversation yesterday. But as soon as I saw it, I sent it to them. Because what I saw was not just rude. It was distraught. It was brokenness. It was hopelessness that I saw in this little boy. A desire for discipline and correctiveness. And as she goes into being able to explain to the young, and I cannot play you the clip. I want to. We have the clip right here. But the little boy used 9,000 cuss words. And I can't edit that. I ain't that good. Because he's very unique in the way that he cusses it. But go check it out somewhere. Somebody got it somewhere in one of these groups that you guys have. And so he's using all these cuss words. And the only thing that I can see coming from him is brokenness. And as she speaks, the lady, as she's speaking to him and she's saying to him, God loves you. He said, don't tell me, but no, God. All these pauses is cuss. Don't tell me, but no, God. He don't love me. Shut up, man. Shut up. And he's upset. And the more she tries to affirm that there is a greater love for you, he rejects the idea. He rejects the idea entirely. Now, as I'm watching this, something comes to mind. And the thing that comes to mind is that I chastise those that I love. And if this little boy is saying that he doesn't love me, that me, and especially with his sort of an action and how he's coming out here and showing himself out, obviously, this is his absorption from the environment that he's in. This fluid cuss. You could call it demons if you want. I only know this to be the absorption of the environment that he's in. All this is regurgitation. Young children, boys, girls, sponges. That's all they are. And so now he's absorbing this and sort of regurgitating it, giving it back. Now, you know, young children don't understand strategy. They don't understand how to be able to isolate this, keep it, and give it to a particular person or at a specific time. They just give it back. The environment doesn't matter, wherever they are. They could be in church. They have this, they release it. I'm watching this, and I'm saying to myself, this is wild. And as a young boy says that God don't love me, pops up in my head. But God chastised the ones that he loves. But this little boy has never been chastised. It's obvious. No one ever rectified this issue. No one ever tried to deal with him. There's never been this authoritative figure that he can look to and understand that there's a path. This is quite obvious in just watching this few minutes clip. And as I'm watching it, I'm saying, Lord, what is this? Don't you chastise the ones that you love? You can't tell me you don't love the little boy. And then it comes back to me, I do. And that is why this thing went viral. Because there's young men and young, there are families, there are organizations, there's groups, there are individuals that have watched that viral video and went out to sort out this young man, to assist him in the areas that he needs. He hasn't solidified himself with this disdain and hatred just yet. He is wrestling with this, broken and hopeless. And there needs to be intervention. And so I say to you, let's get involved. Some other things have happened. I heard a story yesterday. Well, let's do this. I'll let you hear the story.
It is an alarming situation. A father awakened around 2 a.m. this Tuesday morning by the scream of his 9-year-old daughter. Reports say he hurried to check on her and found a man unknown to him sexually assaulting her in her bedroom. ASP Stephen Rule says the father fought hard to detain the suspect, but he got away.
He would have awoke and approached the assailant, and where he struggled and so between both of the males. Unfortunately, the suspect was able to make his escape from that resident. The victim, she was taken to the hospital to be examined.
ASP Role is asking the public to keep a close eye on anyone looking suspicious in the Mayfield Park area.
The information is that he's a slim, bright male with short dreadlocks or short plaits per se. And my advice to the residents of Grand Bahama, just advise the public while retiring for bed at night to ensure that all your windows and your doors are properly locked and secure.
This incident involving the 9-year-old is just one of the two sexual assaults recorded on Grand Bahama.
Bananas. A significant conversation ensued in my truck this morning with my wife and I. We pulled up to drop the baby off to my kids, you know, the 4-year-old and the baby, to nursery. And as I'm pulling up, I am, I watched the story the night before, the day before, but, you know, it kind of lingered in my head and I let it alone. And as we're pulling up, you know, take the kids out, I watch another car pull up. The mother pops out, and I'm just looking through. I can't see any faces or anything. I'm just looking through, and I see a very young girl on a cell phone having what seems to be, presumably, an in-depth conversation with whoever over the cell phone, right? And, you know, very laid back. I don't know. She could have been talking to her daddy. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But as I'm seeing her on the phone and her mother kind of trying to get everything together, and she sits there on the phone, I think to myself, what is happening in our country that there is a significant divide with what a child would do and what is expected of an adult. Let me bring that home. Both instances, incidents, right? In both instances, with a young boy and this little girl, they are in adult spaces. The infringement on their innocence, that sort of snatching away of their innocence, whether it be based upon the environment or based upon the perversion of someone else, is a hard thing to watch, especially when it comes over, you know, social media. And so I'm looking at this and I'm trying to figure out, where is the root, this sort of a consistent root that exists here? Because 20 years ago, this was not normal. It was like a one-off, right? It was not the rule, it was the exception. Today, this has become the rule. And the exception is sort of manners and respect and a very clear understanding of how to be. That's the exception. Oh my God, you're exceptional. You say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You acknowledge people. That's the exception. That has been the rule. 20 years, almost maybe a generation. Let's call it a generation ago. Things have changed over time. And so as time changes, and I say to myself, what has been the constant thing that has traveled with us over this course of time that can be the influential element of change that we see in our youth? A couple weeks ago, my son, the four-year-old, we're calling him. No, I say a couple weeks. I'm going to be very clear. It's not a couple weeks. It was maybe about 2.5 months, right? 2.5 months. I'm calling him. Gabriel, he wouldn't come. Gabriel, he wouldn't come. Gabriel, he wouldn't come. Gabe totally ignored me, immersed in his cellular device. Immersed. Now, this boy got daddy, mommy, brother, sister, the dynamics that society says you need to have proper structure to be able to move in a particular direction. This boy got all that. He got love, he understand these particular things, he hungry, all these things like this. Why this little boy ain't listening to me? I never do this before in my life. I take the device from him, cut it off. Oh, crying, throwing a temper tantrum. That progressed where his dependency and all of his attention was on this particular device. He needs his phone. And he's on YouTube watching Ryan's World. And he's watching, there's one next boy. I don't know what this boy named. Steve or somebody. I don't know what he named, right? They just playing with their toys. And he's watching this, playing with their toys. And just whatever they're saying over the toys, boom, boom. My little boy liked monster trucks. My son, he loved monster trucks. I don't know where he get this redneck feel from. But I don't know. The boy loved monster trucks. So I'm watching the thing. And I said, Jesus, I tell my boy, I said, baby doll, this boy ain't listening to me. Spank him. I said, now give me this thing. No. Spank him again. Give me this. This boy totally rejected the authoritative position of his father, a man 5-6 times his size. Right? And taking on a strong position of doing what he pleases. So I had to have a very strong conversation with him. I said, you're not getting any devices. He said, daddy, please. I said, no. You're 4 years old. When you become 7 years old, daddy will let you test you out with devices. I took the device away from him months ago. And since then, I've noticed a significant change in his position. If he wants to watch a little entertainment, I say to him, you can watch in half an hour or an hour of Peppa Pig or anything that I pre-approve. I watch cartoons too. Talk to me. So I pre-approve it. I like these ones. Yeah, we can watch this one. But the question that I have for you today is whether or not social media, alongside everything that is happening on the ground, has grabbed a hold of the next generation of our children and convinced them that this liberation, this democracy that the United States of America and their free world mentality has projected to the entire world, that this idea of do as you like, as you please, has that overtaken our children? Has that engulfed their minds that they believe to themselves that they're their own man and woman and incapable of taking care of themselves? I watch all these incidents. Because I asked these questions, I said, this is baffling me. And my wife said, no, you cannot make out a young girl to be the victim. I said, no, I'm not doing that. I really am not doing that. I just need to understand something. How do I know, and I asked my kids, I said, how do I know that there's $10,000 in this building? In this specific building? How do I know that? And I want you to be a part of the conversation. How are you an idiot? How are you the whatever? No, I just need clarity. How do I know? I know that if I break into this building when no one's looking to grab the $10,000, I will be a thief. I know that. But I can only be called a thief if I get caught. See, perversion knows no boundaries. And they're going to pursue the lust that exists deep within their heart, that continues to trouble their existence, that continues to be able to whisper them. Their feet always run to evil. This is what it is. But the question that I have is that, could it be that the access and liberty that younger persons, because it is not just us, younger persons have to social media that projects this kind of a catfish, I am older than I am, I'm this, I'm that. I don't know. Let's just talk like this, guys. I just want to understand more. What is happening with our young children? See, the question is, what happened with perverts? We know that. These people are perverted, and we need to do away with them. We know that. But why the significant increase in these infringing things? Let's talk about it. Somebody say, how would you let your son watch Dragon Ball Z? No way. No way. Somebody texts and says, Howard, I think you're being disingenuous saying that the woman was trying to reaffirm love. That woman was antagonizing him, and several commenters agreed with my sentiments. Ask your callers, what do they think? This is such a sensitive topic, such a taboo topic. This is such a socially relevant topic that it's hard for me to understand where to approach this without being offensive. Because there's two things happening simultaneously here. There is a rejection by many of you who've watched this and identify that this child is of Creole descent, of Haitian descent, and you have rejected him and relegated him to the sea of forgetfulness because of his ethnicity or the origin of his parents. But the little boy was communicating with his woman in English. There's another text that came through just now. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. I wish to advise that the young man in question is a ward of the state in one of the children's home. His circumstances for being there is extremely sad. This is bananas. But on the outside looking in, you look at this little boy and you say, the little boy is a Haitian. That's what you say. Talk to me. Be very clear. This little boy is a Haitian. That's what he is. That's what you say. You reject. This little boy speaking English and is a ward of the state of the Bahamas, and you're watching this thing and rejected him entirely because of maybe one or two little children in the background speaking Creole to him. That's what the people are telling me. That's what the text is saying. Do we reject and leave an entire child that can grow up to be, to wreak havoc in this society? Because the little boy only can, see, brokenness don't mend with time. You only stretch out the brokenness. That's all. It's almost like a canal. If it was to stretch, it wouldn't get a longer canal. It's not going to close up with time. Talk to me about it, man. I just want to be very clear about these things. There are some things that are happening in our country. And I believe it was a cry for help. I believe that there is a significant brokenness, and I've continued to say to you that there is hopelessness in our community. How could it be that a little child is crying that way? Where is he trying to go? He don't even have enough education to know walk around a woman, enough experience, enough understanding to know walk around a woman. This boy sitting here angry, mad, broken, and hurt. Stew on that for 2 seconds. You can take this quick commercial break and be right back with the foundation after this.
Foundation. The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
It's going to change the trajectory of your day. It's heavy stuff. It's too heavy. As a kid, man. This kid, no more than 9 years old. Can't be. As I'm listening to that, is it Bahamian accent? I don't know. I mean, people I know, difference, I don't know. Why do we try to find and separate and segregate ourselves? The evil that we see, the indifference that we see, must not belong to us. Have we not come to a very clear understanding and a conclusion that the Bahamas that we know and love has changed? This ain't the good old days anymore. This ain't the sleeping fishing village anymore. This ain't the, but I remember when we used to have to go back and walk around the backside of the Savoy Plaza to get inside the theater. You all used to call it the show. The show. But I went, this ain't that no more. Why? Why do you believe that the indifference that we see socially must not belong to us? What have we done collectively to be able to deal with what we're seeing here locally? Guys, please give me a call. 325-4316. Somebody text me, Howard, what is the number? 325-4316. 325-4259. Or hit me up with a text, 422-4796. All the lines and everything, we're good to go, right? 325-4316. 325-4259. Hit me up, 422-4796. What is this on the radio, Howard? An exorcism? That's a text. What is this on the radio? An exorcism? That's a text. We need an exorcist. Good afternoon, Howard. In the case of the chap at the hostel, I hear something else coming out when he says, God don't love me. I hear hurt. Something ugly happened to him in his past and convinced him that God can't love me. To allow this thing to happen to me. The question is, what happened? It's a great show. The text, that's the text that just came. It's a cry for help. And they just text, it's Howard, what's the number? 325-4316. 325-4259. Text that just came through. Howard, that is so heart-wrenching. You are so correct that the Bahamas has changed. We believed the lie. We believed the lie. Come on, man, talk to me. Talk to me. We believed the lie that secularism is a better way. This kind of a secularism that she talked about is in another way put as liberty. Because all this is a play on words, you know. is liberty and democracy. It's secularism. Watch me. The devil is a liar. This is the information that comes through. It takes a village to raise a child, but it takes the godly village to raise a godly child. It's a text that came through. Another text. Howard, you let your son watch Dragon Ball Z? No, we watched it already. We read that already. No. How it sounds like she was provoking. Maybe she should have asked him what is wrong and what's going on. One of the things that I find in this country is one thread that runs through this country. Oh, God, y'all should never give me the radio. My God. I see things through the lens of customer service because that's my training. If you're an accountant, you see things through the lens of your training. That's your training. That's your profession. If you're a lawyer, the same thing. I see things through the lens of the training that I've had in my life. I had significant, extensive customer service training. I've worked in the hotel. This is what I love. And, you know, don't knock it till you try. You never work in a hotel. It's one of the most exciting jobs. I meet the whole world, and I never go nowhere. I was standing right in one spot, met the whole world. Blew my mind. And one of the things that I've learned in the hotel is that the two arms of customer service, and you hear me rant and go on about it, the external, internal arm. And as I look locally, I realize that customer service is the pits in the country. No one knows how to talk to anyone anymore. Everyone wants to, even the relationships, there's not even courting anymore. You don't even cut up with women no more. You don't even, sweet thing, what's going on, man? Let me bite you on the elbow. None of these things. There is a cut and dry exchange that you're listening to Vibes Cartel to explain to you that exchange ain't no robbery. No. This immediate instant gratification of exchange is called prostitution. Jesus, you need to stop it. Yeah. There is no service element. There's no communication anymore. There's a desire to quickly be done with this process. Relationships have absorbed it. The pursuit of relationships have absorbed it. You've absorbed it in your customer service realms within government. You've done all these things. And the only thing that yields you and changes your position is this instant gratification of accepting a couple dollars. I agree with you. Whoever this woman was antagonizing the child. But obviously, no one here knew the principle. What's the principle? Honor thy mother and father, that thy days will be long upon the land, that thy Lord thy God giveth thee. That's one. That's the first portion. That's the only thing you all like to tell the children. But there's another part there that says, parents, do not provoke your children. Man, come on. You all need to stop it. It's provocation is what we're seeing here. I want to read something. I just got a text. I got a text a little earlier from a very good friend, and I'm hoping that we can be able to do something real soon, real nice. I want to read this. This came out of nowhere. Somebody texted me and said, "How, what you talking about, bro? What video?" I just played it for you. This is a text that came to me from a very good friend of mine. Say, "Good morning, Howard. This is Mrs. McKinney, proprietor of Baja Retreat Spa." You know, we always go down to Baja Retreat Spa. That was our favorite place. Me and Juan, we go down there. "I'm ready for you now. You need to stop it. Call me." But he's calling me with some serious information. He's saying to me that we've been communicating with BTC for the past few weeks, but our internet and phones are down, including some of the adjoining businesses in the vicinity of East Bay Street. Guys, it's very clear. I've gotten this text for the past 5 days, and I don't know how long it's been existing. They've been saying that BTC is having issues, and they can't get connected. So we all just put in so-called fiber, and when it was implemented, everything has been knocked out and nothing is working. We all have made complaints to the highest echelon of BTC. Still, nothing is happening. It's having a serious negative effect on business, especially during this time. Watch me now. Especially during this time, I see you have to prepare to book mothers and lovers for Valentine's Day. I understand that. BTC, formerly Batelco, Bahamas Telecommunication Company, please rectify this issue. Our customer service are in the eastern arm of East Street, right across the street from Scotiabank on East Bay Street, Baja Retreat. Right there close to what y'all call it, Chicago thingam. Luciano's, the old Luciano's, is right there. Please go and check Mr. McKenzie out, man. He's our guy. He's always being able to support the show, support this particular space, and being able to lend us a good hand. Mr. McKenzie, I'll give you a call after the show and talk about these things, because I had to read that because I also got another telephone call just now. Mr. Grant, it seems as if the cable telephone system is down. That's a text that came through the text line. It seems as though the telephone line is down. So we can rectify that. So back to the show. You know what's wild to me? It's just wild to me. This little boy screaming out. He's in this kind of position, this broken position. The question I have for you, do you think it's as a result of social media? Do you think it's as a result of, because, you know, call me conspiracy theorist, call me super spiritual, whatever you want to call me. I'm here for it. Go. Let's go. But I believe that there are hidden messages wrapped in the rhythm of this music that's playing into our kids. See, y'all, many of you maybe don't do it, but I understand the rhythm of music. I understand that the frequency in these musics can cause you to. You ever listen to music and you just feel better? You ever listen to some music and you just feel worse? It's some lift your spirits. I believe that's what's being projected to our children in their portals, their eyes, their ears, is shifting their focus to take them over the top. They're trying to kill our children. And we, consumed with the busyness of life, just push the devices in our children's hand and let them be who they want to be. I could have never done that. All the little young gals I tried to cut up with and flirt with when I was young, I had to call the house. When I was calling Sea Grape to cut up with somebody, I had to talk to her mommy, her granddaddy, her grammy, everyone. And I lied to them and said, this is for homework. This girl was never in none of my class. Never. I was in set A. I sure she was in set C. I said, no, I needed her to help me with homework. They should have known better than that. I called her, good afternoon, yes, sir. I can't even call it late because these people live there. This is a small country next to you. Oh my God, how are you? I got Boys to Men playing in the background. Boom. I call it there. Hello. I say, good afternoon, yes, sir. Good afternoon, yes, sir. Who bought this? This power boy grandson? I said, yes, sir. What you doing calling my house boy? I said, no. I needed some help because, I didn't get some information today. I said, no, I need some help. I didn't get some information today. Somebody pick up the other line. Who this is? I said, oh, yes, ma'am. I got to talk to 68 people before I get there, right? And when she grabbed the phone, hello. I play, press play. Doom, doom, doom. You get a voicemail. I'll make inappropriate song. I'll make love to you, right? It's too much. It's too much, but this was my Mac. This was my game. This is my thing. This was the chivalry come alive. This is what I knew I had to do because these were the examples that were set before me.
My daddy name was Max. They know how to cut up with the girls. My uncles, they knew game. My granddaddy is where you put me. This all goes back to customer service and knowing how to deal with what's in front of you. This is where I learned my service from. I buy my granddaddy Obsession. I say, here, Pop, we buy, you know this is long time if this Obsession, right? This was long time, right? I buy him Obsession cologne. I say, here, Pop, we bought this for you, right? He say, thank you, baby. Appreciate that. Obsession sitting on the table months and months and months. But the white diamond we buy for Grammy keep going down. I said, why am I granddaddy wearing white diamond going to lodge? I get upset because now I wear an Obsession going to school every day. But I bought this for my granddaddy. So I say, Pa, why are you wearing Grammy white diamond every day when you go to lodge or whatever you go to? Like Thursdays was the day. I said, why are you wearing that if we bought you the Obsession? Put on the Obsession. He said, now listen, baby. You don't get in that. If I leave out here smelling like a woman, when I come back smelling like a woman, she ain't got no questions for me. I said, whoa, this is a lot. This was a very clear understanding for me that there's not a hard, dry, cut way to be able to do this. We've lost the chivalry in this country. We've lost the idea of how to communicate. That is where the community has left us. You've lost it entirely. So when we see instances like this, you reject the idea and never try to figure out what the root is. You reject it. You say, well, this is Haitian. Oh, my lady, they come from there, nobody. And you reject it quickly so you can get on with the busyness of life and not understanding that this little boy among your children, your good, decent daughter who used perma hair and put curls in and say, oh, my God, let's go take pictures. Baby, you look so good. Smile for mommy. She getting out to look at boys like this. Because all a little boy need to know is one thing, how to smile and let somebody cut his hair. He probably look like a whole different person. And then you've lost a next generation because the little boy ain't got no principle in him. But you reject that idea entirely. Come on, talk to me. It's 1 o'clock. Look at me, Ronnie. We talk. You need to stop. You right here with this conversation with me. You see, it's 1 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop for break. Let's stop for news right now. 96.9 FM radio. Please be a part of the conversation. 96.9, please. The Foundation with Howard Grant. 325-4316. 325-4259. 422-4796. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most. All from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are alive.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
St. Andrews International School cordially invites you to our annual open house this Saturday, February 4th, starting at 10 a.m. Learn more about our sessions for primary and secondary families, take our campus tour, and get testing dates for the entrance exam. Wait, there's more! St. Andrews, in conjunction with our community partners, introduces Love and Service Expo. Support your favorite charities all on campus. Register today at admissions@standrews.com or call 677-7800. St. Andrews International School.
school. Take the whole journey with us.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation on this beautiful Wednesday, absolutely gorgeous day, February 1st, the first month, the first day of February, the month of love, the month of Black History. What do we celebrate? Do we celebrate something locally here in February? Well, so it's Black Love, Black History. We're doing a whole thing this month. So, and today is actually my brother's birthday. My brother, Bernard Grant, is celebrating his birthday. Bernard, if you're listening, I just pray that the Father continues to watch over you, to bless you, to keep you, to lift you up, make his countenance to shine upon you and have you move in the direction that he calls you to move in with this sort of grace. I pray that his angels, goodness and mercy, follows you all the days of your life and that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all always get preachy very quick. My mother's going to be 60 years old. February 6th, which is Monday coming. She's going to be 60 years old. She's coming down this weekend to be able to do some celebrations with us. And she asked me to make a couple calls to a restaurant. This platform, I can use it. Call me if your restaurant is nice and good and we could be able to celebrate. It's about 10 of us going to be able to do that. I really wanted to go to, watch me, Mr. McPhee, Wild Times. Enjoy the food there. And I know the story of sort of the inception of Wild Times and how some things happened there. But some persons are telling me, Howard, there's some great spots, right? Somebody called Coco Plum. I've never been there. Somebody said my wife and I went to Latitudes, I think, once or twice. But I wanted to be very nice. I really wanted to be very nice. Text me if you know a nice place that I can be able to celebrate with my mother, her birthday, so we can be able to do that. Mr. Bodie, I need 2 cake from you, Platinum Pastries. So we can be able to do some things like that. So there's celebration in the air. And, you only get to be 60 once if you get to be 60. Praise God. Talk to me. So we want to celebrate with her and celebrate her birthday as she be able to celebrate that. And if you're celebrating a birthday out there, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey and you smell like one too. Levity, enjoy your birthday. Have a beautiful time. Give God praise for the fact that you've reached another year because I think we've kind of taken it for granted now, this kind of how we travail the city and do our own thing now. There's a resurgence in conversations about taking certain precautions as it relates to where we go and what we do with COVID-19, but we're taking some things for granted, man. There was at one point, people couldn't breathe. He's out here gasping for breath. losing our lives because of no ventilators. And now, you know, even persons are having conversations about the fact that we've seen some people, you kind of fall away. An acceleration of issues as a result of one thing or the other. Let's not get into the conspiracy theories today. But I just want you to kind of take the moment in. With each day that we're given, we don't have that kind of a control over ourselves to say that this is where we're going to be. So take the moment in and be grateful with the time that you have. There ain't no time to be sour and stink. You know what I mean? Fix your mouth. Get yourself together. That's just what it is. And we're talking today. We're just talking a very good conversation. I'm hoping that you're enjoying it. Y'all didn't go. I guess your phone ain't working. I got another text here. It says, Mr. Grant. I don't know if they're joking or not. But it says, Mr. Grant, Sparky's phones are down in Pride Estates. Right? I don't know if you mean because he didn't call the show, or I don't know if you're actually saying that his phones are down. But there's another one. It says, hello, Mr. Grant. Watch this. This is what the show is about today. Hello, Mr. Grant. My BTC phone line in Palmetto Point, Eleuthera hasn't worked in 15 months. All the way from Eleuthera. There are people texting me saying their BTC phone lines haven't worked from all the way in Palmetto Point. This is bananas, right? It's the next text again. A contractor cut the fiber line by mistake. They are trying to fix it. We are out since Monday also. Oh, okay. Okay. So he says the contractor cut the fiber line by mistake and they're trying to fix it. We are out since Monday. Okay. But communication is extremely important, so we got to be able to fix that as soon as possible. Right? There's some texts that came through. It says, happy birthday to my father, Lord Gary Rose, 75 and still going strong. Mouth and behavior. But you have you heard to say mouth, you know, they're cussing you every day, right? The text that came through says, hi, hello, right? Guys, please text me 422-4796, 422-4796, or give me a call, if you can call, right? Give me a call, 325-4316, 325-4316, or hit me up, 325-4259, and you got the text line, 422-4796. This is Howard. Parents, do not provoke your children. I want to hear your callers call in to agree with that. I know that they know, spare the rod, spoil the child. Listen to me. I won't touch that for 2 seconds. You got to let me touch it. Since you ain't calling in, I know your phone working and you know your phone ain't working. But let me touch that for 2 seconds. Provocation and sparing the rod. There's a divide here. Okay? My father, not necessarily the most, you know, he's like kind of talk a lot. He would say, do this, and there's an expectation that you do it. Now, he come from like the old school, right? He used to tell me stories about, I don't know why he never kind of assessed it as abuse, but he said, mommy used to wake up in the morning, line all the children up, and beat us in the morning, right? So I said, well, why would Grammy do that, daddy? Why would she do that? He's like, just in case we did something wrong today. I said, well, this is wild what you're saying to me, right? He's like, yeah, that's what she did. And then she would come home and line us up again and beat us and then ask us, what did we do wrong? So you get two sets of beating just in case. So he came from this kind of an environment, right? So when I was young growing up, I would get cut behind. You know, he was a little different than Grammy. He can tell me, don't do this, right? Rated R movies was his thing. Like, he didn't want me to watch rated R movies, which is, I don't understand it. As I grew, I realized that life is rated R. Talk to me. Our whole life out here is rated R. Every day, we walking around rated R. And I can't get entertained by the thing. I couldn't understand it. But anyway. So he would, boom, cut my hip and say nothing about it. Now, I knew. With God, this is where my strong relationship come with God. Why did this man beat me today, Jesus? This is how I talk to Jesus when I was young. Jesus, what did I do today, right? Because he never explained to me why. Not right away. And I learned to myself that if I ever discipline my children, I have to give them explanation. Because this sort of discipline without explanation is abuse. That's how I see it. if you don't make your child to know why you're doing these particular things, it's abuse. So to the texter that says, spare the rod and spoil the child, there is a very clear understanding that you need to inform, educate, and if they go astray, then you discipline with this information. And maybe let's say a timeout or whatever, however you decide to do it. You understand? But that's not necessarily happening here. We've grabbed a hold of this idea of not chastising our children in the way that our forefathers did to us. And as a result of this lack of chastising, children now almost govern themselves. And we know that children can't do that. That's why they're children. And we have the responsibilities as adults to be able to mold, shape, steer them in the right direction. We have rejected that position and gave that over to social media. Your children are crafting a narrative of what life is based upon what they consume on social media, on Netflix. Me and my wife, my daughter's 14, she's going to be 15. You know, always having conversations about the fact that, listen, baby, this is not real life that you're talking about. Right? She is one of these, should I call her a feminist? I don't know if I could call her a feminist. She has, I don't know if I could even call it defiant. Let me tell you why. Because I've always said to her, question everything. But I just didn't expect that questioning to be me. Jesus God, this girl wouldn't let me live. Oh my God. Oi. Well, daddy, why do I have to do that? And why don't men do that? I said, baby, oh, come learn how to cook this particular thing. Well, daddy, why can't my oldest son, why can't he do it? I said, baby, what are you talking about? He can learn how to do it. We're going to teach him also, but I want you to prepare yourself. Oh no, daddy, are you trying to domesticate me or something? All these kind of conversations, right? I'm like, this is bananas, baby. I just want you to learn how to cook the thing. And so she learns after me kind of pushing back from her. And then she goes around her cousins who can't do these things. And then she comes back and have a conversation with me. I can't believe that they don't know how to do this. Oh, hey. Stop it. Because you would have known either if I yielded to your persistence. We've lost our children to social media. We've lost our children to the idea that once they're occupied and I can see you and don't hear you, that you're not absorbing in the environment. Because the same thing happened back in the day, you know. When Grammy used to say, children are to be seen and not heard, and you would sit there and listen to them talk all the gossip and all the juice. And then you grow up to be an old gossiper. They look back at you, Jesus God, I don't know where you're going wrong with Sasha. Well, why do you think Keisha's do that so... Because they absorb it in the environment. Now, they're not in your conversation, your juicy gossip and conversation. They're in social media. They're watching sex ed on Netflix. They're watching this other one, The Kissing Booth. Did you watch The Kissing Booth? Bananas to me. I thought it was a great movie for me and my daughter to watch together. I press play in the thing. And they, as a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, having a conversation about kissing and sexual activity. I said, baby doll, we can't watch this. Cut this off. Social media is influencing our children to be able to dismiss themselves of the innocence that they carry. And that is from all spheres. The question is, do you reject social media? Have you done anything to be able to, you know, I see some families say, listen, this is dinner time. Put your phones here. I see some families say that. This is dinner time. Put your phones here. This is this time. Put your And so they separate themselves from everything externally and focus on family. I see some families do that. Do you do that? Or is your kid upstairs eating his dinner or in the back room or someplace else eating their dinner separate? Is it ever a time that you can come together, commune as a family? It's just questions I have. I got a tremendous amount of texts today and no calls. There must be something wrong with the telephone lines. As the next text, he says, Grant, I think the child is demon possessed. I'm sure you mean possessed. Let Mr. Grant, I think the child is demon processed. What do you think? I don't think the demons processed him, all right? Possessed. Don't mind me bothering with you, right? It says, good day, Howard. I share your sentiments. It was so sad to see that video. It's saddened by the hardness and the fearlessness of the child, but much more sad for the lady. She needs more help than the boy. She's speaking love, but not displaying by provoking him. You know, we as Bahamians, locally, we come from this kind of sensitivity to spirituality. And it hasn't left us as yet. Now, whether we pronounce it or not, it's still in us. And whether you reject the idea of what I'm saying, the thing's still in you. Now, if you don't tap into it, that's your business. But it did. And one of the things that we do, even in the first impressions and meeting people, is we gauge our spirit when we meet people. So we look at their demeanor, listen to their language, listen to their approach. We watch their all these are principles, you know. We watch their, all these are biblical, everything I'm telling you is what you do, but you don't know that there's a biblical principle attached to this. We watch their smile, watch how they smile, watch how they wink, watch how they carry themselves. Look, we look for the sly fox if it exists in them. And then after you meet them, because you're cordial and you're decent, you smile and you shake their hand, you say, very nice to meet you. Okay, nice to meet you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you walk off and you assess it in your spirit and you say, my spirit just don't take to these people. You know why? Because you could put on a front and a face to these particular matters and you have a different spirit attached. The spirit is your intentions. You never had good, decent intentions in the first place. And so while she may have been saying, you need God, you need mercy, you need this, you need that, the spirit thereof was a spirit of provocation. Talk to me. Let's talk about it. It says, sounds like the family islanders need satellite phones. My mama beat me one day with a wet cloth. I went to sleep until she got off from work 12 midnight, woke up and fed me. It changed my life. Understood. I'm trying to go with you. My mommy beat me one day with a wet cloth. Is this the first time and last time you've ever gotten beaten? My God, you had a great childhood. I could tell you some stories. We should swap stories one day. We should swap stories on air. No, man, if people listening in, they'll be like, oh my God, these people abuse everyone in their country. My mommy tell me, babe, one day, she said, go on the top, baby, we going out, right? Go on the top, baby. I said, okay, mommy, we going. Go on the top, baby. She bust the bathroom door open. Rap, 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 rap. I wet now. That's what happened. I told you not to. Mommy was different. She would always tell you, I told you. But you know, that come with a whip. Tell you, stop doing that. My God, the abuse we suffered as children. Let's see if you can read another one. It says, I think we read that one already. Many viewed the video and only saw a rude little boy. I saw a hurt child and needed professional help. The child is hurt, man. All I heard, and this is what I saw when I saw it. All I heard was when the child sort of made this exclamation to the entire country and anyone who, you know, has a chance to kind of peek into this. And I feel like this has the ability to go globally viral because there is a similar issue that's happening around the world, especially the free world, because there is a strong Bible Belt in the United States of America that has these sort of conservative views and understands that there is a desire to move in a particular direction, right? This liberal view that we are sharing in now to afford opportunities and whatnot, I don't think that we should be communists. I don't think that we should be able to keep persons in this kind of a strict position. But I believe that the structure that we have for the country and the preamble that we have in our Constitution is a very strong one to build healthy people. But whilst we have this constitution, our national anthem, our pledge, even though we say them with our mouths, there's no allegiance to that. Our allegiance has shifted in this country to money, to what I could get for me. On almost every single sphere, in almost every single division in this country, we've recognized that we've lost the strength and conviction of person to money. Their care and concern is not about you anymore. Their care and concern is and has always been money. Over the weekend, I was reading some information about customs. You know, these things just come to your phone. Some sting operation or something like that, and the police saw some trailers and this and that. And the only thing that I thought, I said, wow, this is has to be some allegiance or something. Right? I've just found out some more information about the possibility that there is persons within the, and I have to be able to elaborate more on it, there are persons within the funeral home sector that by design are saying to allege it. These are allegations. This is the information that's coming to me. And based upon the information that's coming to me, they're saying that persons in this sector are being paid off to cause dead persons to move in one direction or the other. In almost every sector of our society, you've sold your soul, sold your humanity, sold the idea of who you were called to be in this life, your position, your profession in life. You've yielded that, rejected the idea of what the constitution of your organization has said, the handbook, and accepted monies and replacement for that. And then you go to sleep content. But you could never live with this money. You can't. Because a fool and his money shall surely depart. 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant, the Foundation. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The
foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson. Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio. So good to be in your company, Howard Grant, on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm just having a good conversation. We're talking about these things. We're here at the foundation. And if you're just tuning in, I hope you just, you know, we're almost done. But we were just talking about this kind of a viral video that came around. One, we talked about the young lady that, you know, I want to say she lost her innocence to a raging demon, a beast that my decency says to me, don't say that he should be done away with. But, you know, that's the first inclination. I have no respect. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't. I have no respect for someone who does that to innocent children. It hurt my heart. Because, you know, you see these things and then you try to, you know, like my wife, she can't watch none of Madea movie without saying, if you ever do that to me, I said, listen, baby, listen, let's cut this movie off because it's too much, okay? Huh? The Diary of a Mad Black Woman, trigger. Major trigger for her. Huh? She said, look, I said, baby, calm down. But when I see stories like this, I'm also triggered. And I try to figure out how would I react? Listening to the story where the guy says that he was woken to screams of his daughter, 9 years old. And he comes in the room and this big stinking animal of a man messing around with his daughter. You know Snoop Dogg's song, Murder! Murder was the case. That's the first thing come to my mind. I love my family, man. For all of them commit themselves to an idea of the future for their children, they know what I'm saying. You envision some things for your children. These are children to take care of. You was dead easy with when you're putting the Desitin on them. You put the Pampers on nice and easy. You make sure that they're okay. You go carry them to the priest to get christened. If you did that, you do all these things just to make sure that they were okay. You sacrifice for them to go and you won't take advantage of my daughter. You have to kill everybody. And this is just the indecency coming out of me. So forgive me. Let me try to suppress it the best I can. But I'm looking at these things. And I try to figure out that there must be a thread that exists here. There must be a thread that exists here. Something is taking over the minds and spirits of the Commonwealth that we know. This little boy cussing everybody out, the woman antagonizing the child. Why a big grown woman won't play with a child like this? I don't understand. Something is going on here. Hello? What's going on? We have become so commercialized and advanced, quote unquote, liberal thinking that we've rejected the spirituality that we've grown up off. The anchor that kept you, the anchor that was that preserved you your entire childhood. The anchor and the olive oil that your mother put on your head said that because some things didn't go well for you as time progressed. You've rejected that. This keep you. The anchor that kept your daddy when he was born in the shack because we didn't have Rand Memorial or we didn't have PMH or we didn't have the sort of luxuries that we have now. You've rejected that and cling to science. You've rejected the anchor that brought us through. Up with what? What have we ended up with? Nothing. Now we broke and we broke in. Talk to me. And we see it in our children whilst men and women of both the cloth and political elk, the leadership arms in our country, endlessly the development of tangible buildings. You're running into brick and mortar and you're leaving these broken children who are going to be the next dispensation of the Bahamas free like wild chicken. They out here roaming the plains by themselves. It's free range for themselves. Nobody reading them in. Well, child, I ain't getting involved with that. You see people is caring stupid when you talk to their children. Let us let rude behind do what he want to do. You ain't get killed later anyhow. This is the country that we've come to. This is the position that we've come to. You running home to get to Netflix. To get to Disney, to get to your thing. To get to your comfort. To get to your snuggie. Do you do? You still do the little snuggie thing? That's what you do? You get to your comfort. And you shut the entire world off. Pay extra $5,000, $6,000 to put all around your 50 by 50 property. Because you don't want to be bothered. You don't want to get killed, but you don't want to be bothered. And we have lost the community that is the Bahamas. And you're sitting here trying to figure out what is another white man able to come here and tell us how to be able to run the country. That's what you're doing. You're sitting here trying to figure out the scientific approach that we can... Listen, you forget. The liberty that we've enjoyed over the years is as a result of the prayers of our mothers. The access and opportunity. The unity of coming together and understanding that there is a chance for us is as a result of the prayers of our mothers, our grandmothers. Enjoying the independence that is not because of no one man that you call Moses. It's because of the commitment of women that gave their, like Sparky would say, my mother started the Valley Boys. And Sparky got my number now. He sent me 9,000 texts yesterday, all with history of how the inception of the Valley Boys and how his mother did these things. Women has always played a role for the preservation and strength that we see in this country. For the men and women that we see that stand in leadership positions today is as a result of the seed of a woman that's there. But if you, as the next dispensation and generation of women, seek to pursue your snuggie, seek to pursue your pleasures, seek to pursue your profession, talk to me. We will lose community. I was blown away by the service that Bishop had the other night. Bishop Neil C. Ellis had a service at church, MTC. It was a service just for women. Almost 2,000 women was in there. How I know? I went. Well, Howard, in the service for women, my wife said, come, baby, let's come carry me. I say, okay, baby doll, I'll carry you. I sit in the service, and Bishop says, all the women, raise your hand. I have my hand. I say, oh, Jesus. Let me put my hand down. Jesus, let me get out of here, right? I try to slide to the back, but it was such a powerful service. The Speaker of the House was there. It was an amazing service. And I'm looking in the room and I said to Pastor Monker and to some other pastors, because we're sitting in the corner, we're talking, right? Sitting in the corner, we're talking. We men now, we gotta hide over here. But, you know, we're also kind of touched by what we're seeing in the room. So I said to that guy, I said, you know, it was an amazing thing. If women knew their strength, we wouldn't have the issues that we have in this country today. Can I talk? You ain't calling because the phones ain't working. My God, let me talk. If women knew their strength, and I see your text has come, 422-4796, because I doubt that the phone lines are working. They already told me that it's not. 422-4796, that's a text. Send me the text. If women knew their strengths, we as a society would not be where we are. I can't blame it on women. I'm not blaming another woman. But if women understood that statistically, numerically, it's more of y'all than us, that is an absolute, unequivocal fact. It is more women in this country, on this island, than men. And the one thing, men don't need no water. Those of us who pursue this, now watch me. Men don't need water, we don't need food. We don't need nothing but the warmth and love of a woman. That's it. That's our pursuit in life. After we've come of age and understand our strength, we need a little sweet thing in a can. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. Talk to me. This young boy packing bags last night down to one of the convenience stores, not Phoenix. Let's be very clear. One of the convenience stores down near near me, he says to me, I said to him, listen, I ain't got no cash, but let her take $2 extra off my card and she can give you that. He said, okay. I said, now don't you go giving that to no woman just yet, right? He said, no, man, I don't want no. I said, no, okay. Take your time. He said, no, I don't want a woman and I don't want no children until I'm 30. I said, sir, stop it. You just saying that because you never had sex yet. So the woman behind the counter almost dead laughing. She laughing. I said, stop. You don't even know what you're saying, okay? Take care of yourself. Guys, I'm on radio. If you're listening in, I see that you're giving me a telephone call. Maybe you're sending me a text. Right? And so I said to him, I said, let me tell you something. The pleasure of a woman to be in her presence, I'm talking about a woman now. I ain't talking about these other, let's be decent and call them harlots. Because there's a very clear, there's a stark difference. Is what a man pursues. When I met my wife, I cannot answer the telephone, sir. You're calling me again. When I met my wife, and before I fell in love with and had a desire to be able to be with her, the first thing I said about her, I said, my God, this woman could be a great mother to my children. If women knew their strength in this society, I never understood. Loretta is my very good friend. I love her. I love her sisters. I love them. I love them all. You always hear me talk about Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. And I never understood why not pursue. And Arinthia, I love her. Ali, I love her. Who else? All these, Janet Boswick, I love her. My mother, I love her. I don't understand why you have to yield your God-given strength to the subjection and the tradition of these organizations that does not feed this country no more. I don't understand that. I do not understand that. I am baffled by the strength that you have, by the demeanor that you have, by the history that you have, the DNA that exists in you. You are yielding that to the tradition of men that don't serve this country. These men are swine, and you cast your pearls before them. It's proverbial. Let's be decent. I don't understand. What is your fear of starting an all-woman party? What is your fear? What is your fear of standing up and doing what you must? Look for that for me. Give me Kermit, if you could do that for me before we get out of here. Give me James Brown, This Is a Man's World. This is a man's world, but I mean, not. Come on, you got to be reassured of some things. I don't know who I would be without my mother and my grandmother. 10 years old, I lay down in my bed crying. I said, Jesus God, I can't lose my Grammy now. I was 10 years old. That was 30 years ago. I remember that like day. I lay down thinking about my grandmother. Crying at 10 years old because what that woman putting in me. The love she showed me. I love my grandma. Oh my God, every time I see her laying in the bed at 95 years old, I cry. Every single time. Because that's the strength of a woman in our society. We ain't done yet. You can read these texts. We can take this commercial break. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant, 96.9 FM.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive. On our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's a new year, and you're super excited to start the year off right. You've made your New Year's resolutions, doing more exercising, healthier eating, saving more, making better decisions and all that. If you have information or products that encourages healthy living, promotes sound financial decisions, or even promotes a positive lifestyle, one smart decision is to advertise in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. So if you're a physician, speech, massage, or physiotherapist, own a gym, nutritional deli, or restaurant? Does your financial insurance institution or credit institution have the plan for investing wisely? Then that information should be in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. One low price gives you an ad in the supplement plus 15 30-second commercials. Interviews also available on Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, and Hot 91. Contact your account executives or the Nassau Guardian now. Start the new year right in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant and your company with the foundation. Really having a good conversation. You can hit me up with a text right now. I know you wanted to call, kind of chime into the conversation, but the telephones, everyone seems to, you know, having these issues. I know that BTC, I'm hoping that an official can give us a call before the end of the day and just explain to the country where we are, because I'm getting conversation or telephone calls, texts rather, and they're hitting my personal line, right? About the fact that they've been trying to be able to get on the phone. These are professionals. Some of these persons are professional in their business. So we're hoping that BTC can rectify these particular issues and we can see exactly what's what. But, you know, in the meantime, between time, you can definitely be able to give me a text, 422-4796. 422-4796. It's a text that came through. It says, blessings. Good afternoon. Thinking about how the children nowadays are so heavily addicted to these tablets, cell phones, video games, computers, and whatever else. Seeing how they are so heavily addicted to the various forms of media and those devices, I beg you, please, do a series or at least a few shows on this addiction and distraction of our children by devices and how it will affect their futures and ours as well if we don't begin to change the current course or path that we're on. I think that was a good. That'll be a good show. Says Howard. This is the truth about what is going on. The older generation does not care about mental health. Wow. There's a whole pause right there. Wow. Also, they are severely undereducated. Wow. Our generation must take hold of the vital institutions that we can begin to change things. The older generation are stuck in superstition and preconceived notions. Our generations are adults to them. Lack of knowledge is why we suffer. We have the knowledge they lack. We must put them in the back seat. Ooh, ouch, 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 ouch. I feel prickly. Ouch. The last thing I said is that we made it. I don't think we should do away with the older generation. I don't. I think we need a Perry Christie in politics. Not necessarily in politics, but, okay, hypothetically, if I was a politician, I would seek Perry Christie in his particular capacity, not just as former prime minister. I would. For more than one reason, I love Perry Christie. I do. I think he's articulate. I think he has pizzazz. I think he has all these elements that tradition has looked for in politics, but I think he knows the issues. Now, maybe he hasn't done some things, but that doesn't negate the fact that I can wean from him, take from him some of these concepts, ideas, and be able to put it into his new package and sell it. He would be my guy. Perry Christie believes in the exact same principle. Is it Bertram Bethel? Who is he always having in the office of the prime minister? Somebody text me. So that's a principle of identifying where your advice would come from. So we can't reject the older folks entirely and kind of do away with them. We can't do that. Let's see this. He says, I watched the video and I saw a very angry boy, hurt and in need. A lot of children in the home come from broken homes with horrible abuses. These children need professional help and not just one counselor who may be overwhelmed. And what? I don't understand that. I don't understand this. Let me tell you why I don't understand this. Because if our country is not creating spaces to be able to take them out of the home and ensure that they can be in a loving environment that reaffirms their position, then what are we doing? You take them out, you send them to school, they have a conversation with the counselor, they get something to eat, you pat them on the back and send them right back to the abuser. You're making it worse. It don't matter how much you wrap up your foot that you just had to be able to amputate because of diabetes. If you don't have the proper bandages and so forth and so on and try to be able to heal that, all you're doing is making this thing worse. It doesn't even look like bandage on it, but this don't even make no sense. You ain't clean this, you ain't do this, you ain't do that, you ain't do the next thing, and you're definitely not even eating healthy to ensure that you don't have these particular things done. This is bananas. This is bananas. The show today was really about, and I wanted to kind of get some guests to do this, but I'm hoping that we got through today. I'm hoping that this kind of a conversation at least opens your eyes to some things. Sometimes, you know, maybe the phone is causing you to be wrapped up in this idea that we could find an answer with the science that exists. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you've been brainwashed into thinking, into believing that the answer exists into the rhythm of a concept that was crafted by someone who probably don't even have a family, who maybe not even have the experience. Maybe you're convinced as a result of that. Maybe that's what it is. But I'm convinced that there is an anchor that holds. People can cuss me out and, oh, how would you keep bringing the religion on? That's your business. The radio and dial knob, turn that. Amen. But if we're talking foundation, we're talking about vision that was cast, we're talking about a path that we've taken, we're talking about whether or not we've deviated from that, we're talking about what has been the obstacles in our way from getting on to that the road that we trod. What has been the obstacle forward, upward, onward, together, that linkage, that fusion, that marriage? We've lost the community that we call the Bahamas in pursuit of this liberal concept that we were fed by a first world country who is, dare I say, more broken than any other. more broken than the countries that they seek to kind of sell this concept of democracy to. We've rejected the foundation of where we've come from to accept another man's who's still working on his. And ours was working just fine. Mothers, get back to business. I'm sick and tired of hearing young Bahamian women say to me, "Oh, Jesus, what I can do with all them children? I can't do nothing with the children. Child, only one child." I'm sick and tired of it. But I don't expect nothing else from you because you wasn't taught. You call your baby the whole human child standing here in all the jockey and clothes. You call him a mistake. How he could be a mistake? A child, this one was a mistake. That's bananas to me. We are not deliberate. We're not intentional with anything. Everything is casual. How can we be the strong nation that we desire with everything being casual? Get back to business. Get back on the ball. Mothers, you've been called to do some great things in this country. Get back on course. Guys, it's been a show today. Thank you so very kindly for kind of tuning in. It's 2 o'clock. This is Howard Grant, 96.9 FM Radio. Sticking safe for Z Live right after this. Have a good day, guys.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark.